Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frank Coonley and the Pirates agree to part ways, I guess. That's the story being told anyhow. He's out. That's the bottom line. Adam Berry, MLB.com, said, I've heard Neil Huntington will not replace Frank Coonley as team president, but I would expect Huntington to remain as GM, considering Nutting himself said last month that Huntington and his staff are the right people to continue to lead our baseball operations department. I think that question arose, Ron, for me and others, because it was just last year at this time, December 3rd, 2018, we wrote it in the Post-Gazette, that the Giants interviewed Huntington for president of baseball operations. So I think some people wondered, will they switch Huntington around? The fact that this is happening so quickly, that they already have a guy or a person, and they're going to announce this Monday, at least led some people to wonder if it might be Huntington. I don't know what's going on at this
point.
But
isn't a president of baseball operations different than president of the franchise? I don't know that they were going to make him Frank Coonley in San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know,
you're
president
right
of baseball operations, you know, is it like executive general manager or something?
Maybe it is that.
He still would be running. He would be in scouting, running that department.
Whereas Coonley was more of a bean counter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, you're right about that. But I would wonder, or at least it popped to mind, would Huntington's role change at all? Apparently not.
I don't think so, other than the fact that will it change that maybe a new guy comes in here and they get off to a slow start or whatever, and the guy determines that the farm system stinks, then maybe the new guy makes the change, right?
Possibly.
So that's how Huntington's – he's got 2 years left on his contract.
So Bob
still
Nutting,
blows me away that Neil's still – I like Neil personally, but it still blows me away that he's still here.
That's the story, I think, is that
– one of them.
Bob Nutting looked at this situation, this horrifying situation, and determined that the best action was to fire the manager, fire some people in the minor leagues, and I guess part ways with his prime bean counter and keep the guy who's responsible for the roster? I mean, that's amazing.
I can't say it any better than that.
And it's equally amazing that it would appear that Huntington, or that Coonley, basically recommended himself to be let go. I'm ready to move on. You agree, Bob? Yeah, I agree.
See, I don't know that's how it happened. That's the statement. But I think they're trying to put a positive spin for Coonley's sake. That's all. I don't think Coonley just said, hey, I could be totally wrong. I don't think Coonley went into Nutting and said, you know, Bob, I'm not doing the job anymore. I think it's time that I move on.
Me neither, Ron. But that's what he said in his statement.
But that's precisely what he said. People say that.
But how weak does that make Bob Nutting look?
They're trying to put a positive spin on something that can't have a positive spin.
Listen. Even if you want to say we mutually agreed to part ways, you don't let the guy put out a statement like that. This reminds me of when Pitt didn't fire Dave Wannstedt, but his contract expired. And then they let the guy in front of the media. And now in Wannstedt's case, he took veiled shots at Steve Peterson for that whole press conference.
I don't know if it was veiled.
In this case, you have Frank Coonley being allowed to paint the picture of his own ending just the way you put it. That's what makes it so ridiculous. And you laughed when you said it, and I'll laugh too. That's how ridiculous this looks, to let a guy put out his own statement that, yeah, after some soul searching, I decided to go to Bob and say, you know what, we really need a change at team president. Wait, I am the team president? Yeah, I think I need to go, Bob. And then Bob puts out a statement that says, yeah, we both agreed that Frank needs to go. I'm sorry, that makes him look unbelievably weak.
Who?
Nutting.
Okay. I'm not quite as offended by it as you are. I just think they're trying to put a positive spin on it, but it's... the whole thing strikes me as
well. Why didn't he get rid of him the day the season ended, then?
I don't know. Maybe they had to find the guy that they wanted to have in place. I don't know. I can't answer that.
You don't think they look silly in this?
Well, of course they do, but not necessarily for that reason.
Well,
I think there's a lot of other reasons.
I've seen a lot of times when organizations let people go and they want to make it look good, and they have one voice. That's the GM, the athletic director, the owner. They have one voice, not the guy who's leaving or who just maybe got pushed out. I think it looks absolutely ridiculous.
Why they waited till this long, I don't know.
So where do they go from here? Who's their new president, Eric? You have any inside info?
It's not Dave Dombrowski. I know that.
Yeah, could you see him going from the Cubs to Boston, or Detroit to Boston, to the Pirates? Come on.
Jim Bowden, who's on SiriusXM, had floated Dombrowski's name this morning.
Hmm.
And then just tweeted saying that Dombrowski got back to him and said that all's quiet on his front.
Yeah. So Bob Nutting believes that...
You see him working for the Boston payroll versus the Pirates.
Well, here's the thing to keep in mind, though. How many people even knew who Frank Coonley was when he came here in 2007? He was an attorney in MLB's office.
Well, let me ask you this. How many people do you think know who Frank Coonley is now?
Well, I think if you're a Pirates fan, you know who he is.
He's very low profile.
No, but he was part of the best management team in baseball. Come on.
That was way back.
But I'm just saying there are qualified people who can handle the job of team president who you don't really know a lot about,
right?
Because a lot of them are not so-called baseball people. You know, who knows, could be one of these Harvard nerds, you know, that everybody's turning to, right?
I like that.
Harvard nerd.
Yeah, and then that guy, he'll get people to come out to the ballpark, right?
Hey.
So we need a change in our day-to-day operations. Roster composition, just fine. That guy's doing a great job, our GM. But the bean counter needs to go, and the guy who sits in the dugout needs to go. But not the guy who gets me players who stink. Unbelievable. I mean, this is just incredible. Eric, you agree?
I'm not so put off. I kind of agree with Cookie on this. I mean, I find it odd. I do find it odd, and the way things were phrased, strange. But I'm not quite, you know, as upset about this as you are. But that's good.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not upset.
Took the glasses off. I'm starting to get a little concerned.
Yeah, I was about ready to ask Joe to play the music.
I'm astounded. I'm astounded that even for the Pirates that they've mangled this beyond belief. And I don't know. Well, we can ask the people. These statements to me are laughable, and I don't know that I've seen many things like it. Although I will compare it to the Pitt letting go Wonstedt and then putting him in front of the media. So Frank Coonley got rid of himself. Nobody finds that odd. 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on Cook and Joe.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.